probably something we had the last time. Unfortunately, the last time we left 2 points behind us there. And to credit to Athlone, they nearly got away with all three, to put it that way too. They're a better side now than what they were back then, although we're hoping that maybe we've improved also. But, you know, their last home game, the UCD, who were winning the league by a good bit, you know, stumbled over the line with a penalty, you know, and we will take that flying because it'll be very difficult to try and break them down. And the longer the game goes on, as we saw the last time we were down there 6 months ago.
4 or 5 games left in the season, Ollie, and how important is it that you don't leave those 2 points behind you on Friday night this time around?
Well, look, it's important that we get something out of it. Like, at least the last time, in fairness to the lads, we went 1-0 down. It was a brilliant goal from young Stokes from Athlone. We could have lost that game in the end up, except at least we dug in and got a point out of it, to their credit. But this will be much the same. Obviously, we're hoping we don't drop any points down there, but it's a difficult place to go to at the best of times, and as I said, they have better players, stronger players than what they had at the beginning of the year. And UCD very nearly paid the cost, but got out by the skin of their teeth. You know, and it'll be something similar tomorrow if we are to get out of there with the 3 points. But that with you.
Yeah. What's it like in the camp at the moment? 5 wins and a draw in the last 6 games since you returned from the break. I'm sure the mood is good within the squad at the moment, Ollie, coming off the back of a run like that, heading in now to the close of the season.
Yeah. Look, I mean, the mood is always okay. Even when we weren't winning all our games or losing a couple of them. You know, they're a good bunch of lads, to be fair to them. They've bought into what we're trying to do. But we've a long way to go, hopefully, Ushing, to put it that way to you. You know, we need to get over the line tomorrow night to try and get points on the table, to try and get 4th place, or rather we're aiming to try and get. And now there's no problem with the confidence in that. Like, I mean, you know, success, if that's the right word, breeds a little bit of confidence. But at the same time, that can, you know, go away very, very quickly should you get beaten tomorrow night, for that matter. But we hopefully are in a better place than we were the last time we went there, although Athlone are probably in a better place as well.
You've got this game on Friday night. You're taking it one game at a time. But the following week, it's the Cup away to Dundalk. I suppose at this stage of the season, at times the Cup is a welcome distraction. But from your point of view, you'd probably be looking to try and keep this good run of Harps going rather than being interested in a Cup, Ollie. Would that be fair enough to suggest?
Look, we haven't even discussed the draw in the Cup. I'll be blunt. There's no point in saying, of course we know the draw in the Cup. I mean, we're not turning a blind eye to that. But it doesn't really interest us at the moment. But that would, of course, you know, we're going to face a savage task tomorrow week. But really, we haven't even discussed it. And tomorrow is going to be a huge task itself. And that's really where all the thoughts and energies are going, Ushing. And, you know, Grant, come Saturday morning, we look at Dundalk game. But at the moment, there's nobody to mention it, and there's not much point to mention it when you're going down to Athlone tomorrow night.
I suppose, Ollie, if you look at it all season, I don't think on one weekend have you had a full squad to choose from since the start of the campaign. Are you anywhere near that at the moment ahead of the game with Athlone?
We have bodies back to some degree, but the difficulty with some of the lads, like Mark Coyle there, Mark is able to play a certain amount of time and then struggles, and basically we have to manage it and play him, if you like, sparingly in bits and pieces for him to try and manage the little injury that he has, to try and get through it. We've other lads like Sir Gareth Harkin has come back in, obviously, in the last couple of months. He was out for more or less the first half of the season. We have people back, like Sir Keith Cohn was out suspended. Keith is available tomorrow night again. So we have bodies back, but I mean, the last time we went to Athlone, we'd plenty to pick from, and it didn't quite work out the way we wanted.